Today is Sunday, November the 20th, 2016. Hello, everyone. My name is Adam, and it's been a little while. I keep saying that. I'm just going to stop saying it. But it's been a little while since we've talked, and I apologize for that. It's hard when you don't have a co-host. I love podcasting. I've said this a million times. You guys are getting so tired, but I should just stop apologizing and just be myself. I've said a million times, I love podcasting and I love doing all of this. But the problem is when you have a co-host, you have someone, you don't feel like you have to fill up all of the space. I don't know if any of you guys have solo podcasts. I know a lot of the listeners to this show are also podcasters. And so I don't know if any of you do a solo show, maybe Big Fatty listens. I'm not sure. But you know, Big Fatty does a solo show. And literally the other day, I believe he was threatening to read his water bill or something like that. And, you know, it's hard to think. And I should just do like Auntie Vera does and write out, you know, what I'm going to talk about. But I think, okay, I have a few minutes. I'm going to record. And then I think, what am I going to talk about? Oh, that'll be a boring topic. Oh, that, you know, this will be a boring topic. That'll be a boring topic. And then I need more time to think about what I'm going to talk about. And then I don't put any out. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. First of all, I'm going to be on a trip and I'm going to be going to, and I'll talk about that in the next episode, but I wanted to release a few more episodes, and I think this may be the only episode so far that I've released in November. So I wanted to release two or three shows in November, which is going to be a lot of shows back to back. I understand that. But what I'm going to do, because I did have a list of maybe four or five things I wanted to talk about. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to record three or four shows all in the same day. So when you hear the next three episodes, don't get, you know, alarmed that, you know, oh, wait, is this the same episode as I just heard, you know, yesterday or day before? Because I'm going to release them staggered by a few days so that, you know, you guys get episodes from me and I don't have to figure out how to record while I'm on my trip. And so that's what I'm going to do. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, because the last time we met, I had not gone to the Adele concert. And I would really love to tell you what's going on today, as in today, Sunday the 11th, because I do have some stuff to talk about, but I want to go in order. So I wanted to talk about the Adele concert. Well, as you all know, my co-host and all of the friends that I talked to, and probably some of you thought, oh my gosh, you know, this is such a stupid thing that Adam is doing, you know, spending so much money on an Adele concert for Mark's birthday. But Mark does not, like me, I mean, if we want something, we buy it. And I would not say that we're wealthy, but we're not wealthy. I mean, we are middle class all the way, but we have enough money that, you know, if we want something, if it's not thousands of dollars, you know, we can afford to buy that. And so we just, like most adults, we buy things that we want and no big deal. And so I never can get him a gift that he doesn't either already have. He doesn't even know what he wants. So, like, I asked him what he wants for Christmas and he's like, I don't know. There's nothing that I want right now because I have everything that I need, basically. So it's very difficult to get each other gifts. So I got him, as you guys know, the tickets to the Adele concert. And I wanted to give you guys a little bit. I talked a little bit about this on Dubious Intent, but I didn't talk about the actual Adele concert. So what I wanted to do, if you wanted to hear about the whole trip, you can go over and listen to Dubious Intent. But for this, I just want to talk about what went on at the actual concert. So we had been pokey hunting all day, and then we checked into our hotel, and this was like a 1 day trip. So we arrived, it was too early for us to check into the hotel when we arrived. So we went and had brunch, and then we had picked some spots to go hunt Pokemon, and we did that. And then we went and checked into the hotel and took a nap. And so I wasn't sure about parking. So I did an online search for parking and found a parking app called Parking Panda. And I downloaded the app and looked for the venue. And luckily there was parking right across the street from the venue that this Parking Panda app, you could purchase the ticket right then. So you could just purchase it on your phone. And then when you get there, you've already got a reserved space. So I thought, oh, that's really cool. So I did that. We got ready and did our, you know, showers and change and everything like that, and got in the car and drove to the venue. And traffic was, you know, it's a city. So, and this was in Atlanta. Traffic was pretty bad, but we got there in plenty of time, and we pulled into the parking area. And this guy, I'm like, I already purchased my parking space on this app. He didn't seem to know at all, like, what an app was, what an app would have been. I was like showing him my phone, holding it up, et cetera. And finally he just waved me. He's like, oh yeah, just go on in. And I'm like, do I need a ticket or anything so that they know that I've paid? Because I was afraid. Usually when you park at those parking places, either you pay at some kiosk and it actually says your space is J103 or whatever, and then they have your license plate information and they know that you are the one that's supposed to be in that space, so that when they go around looking, they don't tow your vehicle. So I was kind of concerned, actually. I thought, oh my gosh, we're going to get towed, because he didn't tell me a space to go in. He said, just park in any empty space. He didn't take down my license plate information. I was really worried about that, but luckily nothing happened. It was very disorganized, but the app was very convenient to use. It just seemed like either that particular person or the venue didn't know what was going on with this parking app. Luckily he did let me through though, because I paid $20 for the space and I had already paid for it. So we did that, and then we go in and Mark wants to buy a shirt. And of course the line is out the back of the building practically. We get through security, do all that. You know, you have to walk through the metal detectors. And I had purchased these tickets on StubHub, so they had someone else's name on them. So I was kind of worried also that they were going to like ask for IDs or something. And then, you know, the name of the ticket wasn't going to match the name on the IDs. But again, I was worrying needlessly. They let us in. No problem there. We get in the line for the shirt because he said, you know, first of all, they're probably going to run out of shirts and stuff. And if there is an intermission or anything, it'll be a huge line. And after the concert's over with, we're really going to want to just leave. We're not going to want to buy a shirt. So we get in that line. It takes forever. Oh my gosh. It was like, and it wasn't even a line. I don't know if any of you who've been to concerts, most of you have probably been to concerts. I don't know why I was about to say, I don't know if any of you have been to concerts, but you get into this line, but they're not organized. It's just like this big mass of people, because there are thousands of people walking through these corridors, trying to find their seats, trying to get a beer, trying to get the pizza that's $10 a slice or whatever before they go in. And it's just a mass of jumble. It's like an ant colony of people. And I hate crowds. So I'm like standing, you know, in this crowd of people all bunched around me. And we're waiting for a shirt. Finally, we get up to the front of the quote unquote line, and the shirt that I wanted, they didn't have the size that I needed. So I was just like, whatever. I can buy a shirt online if I really want one. But, you know, because this was the second day that they had this concert in Atlanta, and they sold out of my size the first day. Just my luck. So I can't get a shirt, but Mark did find a shirt in his size, because he's a smaller size than me, which, you know, most of us fat Americans, we need a larger size. And he got the Asian special or whatever. And so he got that. Then I wanted to get a drink. So I got a drink, and then we go find our seat, and our seats are really good. And so we get our seat, and, you know, there are all these obnoxious drunk people, of course, and we're trying to get a selfie, and we're trying to use Snapchat filters, but Snapchat is not working because there is no the 4G signal inside a big stadium with all of these people trying to also do the same thing, also trying to post to Facebook and use their internet. It just wasn't going to happen. And so we were trying to do that, and that's not working well. And finally, we got a picture, and we got a picture with her backdrop and all of that in there. And then I haven't even gotten to the show, and it's almost time to end the episode. But I feel like, again, Big Fatty, I'm ending. I have some, you know, arbitrary amount of time that I need to end the show. But actually, this one has to be shorter because I'm in the middle of church services and I'm recording this right now. So I've got to get back to church. But I really wanted to get this done. So I may have to continue this story in the next episode. So, you know, we're just sitting there waiting and all these crazy people and people are asking everyone, oh, will you take a picture of me? And we're doing all that and everyone's drinking and having a good time. And then it's time for the, you know, for it to start. And the way they had the stage is there's a big stage and then there's like a little island stage or what I can't remember what they call it, but it's like an island out in the middle of the crowd. Towards the back, actually, so that at some points in the concert, she can actually perform from there. And at some points, she'll perform from the main stage so that people throughout the stadium can get a chance to see her. And as is typical, the lights come down and you hear, well, this is not typical because not every artist has the song Hello, but you hear, hello, hello, hello. Hello, you know, or whatever, you hear all this hello. And then all of a sudden they start the song Hello. And as is typical, Adele starts rising up from the island stage, from the middle of the island stage. She starts just, you know, coming, you know how they do where they're in the floor, they're down in the basement or something, and they put them on an elevator and they lift them up and you're like, woo, and everyone's screaming. And she sings Hello. It's all live. And one thing I want to say about Adele is, as far as I know, that whole concert was live and no lip syncing or anything like that. And although it wasn't perfect, her voice is so amazing. She was on key. She was powerful. She was everything you would expect. And you would want her to be because she doesn't do dancing or anything like that. She literally stands there on stage and sings. But they had the stage was really nice. They had a really cool video backdrop. So every time, you know, they had a camera on her and they would show a big, just like they do at most concerts. And one of her songs, they were showing like an aerial view of the city of Atlanta. So before every concert, they had gone out and recorded or they purchased stock footage. I don't know. But they had an aerial shot of Atlanta as she was, and it looked like she was standing in the middle of these Atlanta streets because it's playing on this huge screen behind her. And so, Hello was fantastic. And she talked to us between every song and very personable, no diva qualities, very down to earth. I'm going to finish this on the next episode because I'm running out of time. So, the beginning was fantastic, and we'll wrap up on the next episode talking about the rest of the Adele concert, and then we'll move on to what's been happening since then. But anyway, so I have to cut this short because I have to get to my next church service. So if you want to contact me, you can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find me on my other show, dubiousintent.com, Twitter, I'm Geeky Gay TV, and you can find me over at the Pride 48 Network at pride48.com, where you can find a bunch of other LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows. And I will see you guys next time when we'll finish up the story of Adele. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.